When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome to another day podcasting with Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. This is Nick Chancellor, your coach for anxiety. Today, we're going to be talking about all sorts of growth, yeah? All sorts of growth, and we're going to really dive deep in this particular, on this module now. This module is number 6 on the list of challenge to change. So far we've had a great time with the other modules, but today we're going to go in really looking at lots of things about the growth factor. But before that, let's kind of want to let you know that on our last module was number 5, and we discussed a lot of things, genuine, authentic connections, and it's so important to trust the process, even though there are times you don't want to trust the process, or you get confused, or you've lost your trust, right? But just being able to connect, from module 5, the ability to connect and go deeper into that makes a serious life change for us, and also a different type of mindset. So let's look at today's podcast on challenge to change module 6. The types of the growth, right? Looking at growth today. We'll look at the benefits what are the benefits of focusing on growth types. There are types of different growths. We'll go into that. We'll look at strategies that we can use to focus on achieving our growth. We're all growing and we're all chasing something, so it's important to to get down with this this kind of area. And how do we overcome the barriers or boundaries or that sets us back? Or why do we have this kind of self-limiting things going on? Or what? And we can also look at the fear of failure. What's this all about? And And so also go deep into, just put your thinking caps on and just think about, what would it feel like to you, right, to live from a place of beautiful growth, always growing, always challenging something to grow? Let's go into that a bit. And a lot of ums today. It's been a long day, and here we are, like at 7:50 p.m. on a Sunday, and I thought I'd get in and get one more podcast out there. And it's kind of cool. I just want to thank everyone who's listening, all the newbies that have come on board, and I'm really glad that we're getting a lot of people, enjoying the podcast and putting their hands up, subscribing and passing us on, and to people that might want to hear this kind of interesting podcast on like challenge your change. You started out with a bit of anxiety. We all need to kind of challenge for change. We can't just if something's bugging you and you're feeling stressed, there's things that we need to do. We just can't sit still, and it's not easy, said it's done. We got to move things. We got to move things. And so far, we've had a great journey. you know, looking at different things that we need to consider for change. And this will be a mini course. This is a mini course, but also we'll expand on that in the future. Everyone's welcome to, you know, stay in touch and, you know, we'll go to a different level sooner or later. But yeah, it'll be go on to the membership area where we will go into more information on the whole course. So, but this is just a mini course, and so let's go and let's look into, like, okay, so we need to know more about what exactly is growth. What does that refer to? You know, in development, in learning and self-improvement, you know, it looks at various dimensions, goes deep in different areas, including emotional, intellectual, and physical and social growth. So there's different types of growth that when we say what is, how do we define it? And that is what it refers to, an ongoing process. But again, once again, I just want to show you that it is so important to really trust the process. We might be coming up to some challenges and, you know, we don't trust it. It's hard to trust, especially if you've had an experience in the past, right, and it was terrible and you wanted to change things, but you can't because you got this self-limiting beliefs, and no matter which area, whichever dimension we're talking about, we all have to be intelligent that we're only here for a short time. We're only here to experience things, right? We're here for our own experience, and for good or bad. And the question is there really a good and bad? And it's all about how you look at it, right? All right, so... yeah, all right. It'll be a different story if you lost a leg or something like that, right? God forbid it, you know, or you know that you were handicapped because of an accident or something like that. And how would you kind of get over such a thing, such a drama, such a change, right? I just think there's people in wheelchairs and, you know, Olympic sports. These people are my heroes. They really, really put up some stuff there, right? Think about it. They've had that catastrophe. Okay, it could have been their fault, whatever it is, or they got caught out. It's just a numbers game, you know, circumstances and having to bounce back from such a space and such a mindset. So, yeah, hats to them. All my heroes are all those that are in the Olympics, and, you know, they all have had to come up, you know, deal with adversity, deal with serious, serious change. And, you know, I can't podcast about that stuff. We all go through some adversity, we all go through some challenge, but there you go. So, yeah. So let's look at types of growth now. We also got this kind of, let's look at personal growth. Now, this one involves like self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and the pursuit of individual goals and values. What are you after? What are we chasing? I'm going to sit back for a second on this one because sometimes you've got to be careful, you know. Sometimes we're our worst enemies in whatever we're chasing, whatever we're desiring, whatever we're craving for. Can actually put us in a trap. Yeah? Can put us in a trap which causes anxiety. Just got to ask, is that the real value for me? And am I actually aligned with all those wants, needs, my desires and cravings? Am I in line? Is my spirit pushing me towards that? Or am I just kind of doing things that I should be doing, right? So there is personal growth, but let's move on to it. I thought I'd just add on. So we also have this professional growth, you know, focuses on skills and enhancements and career advancement and professional relationships. So sometimes we have to think that, you know, is this the job for me? Is this the career for me? Why am I doing this? You know, and how do I deal with if I want to raise, if I want to move up to later, up the scale, you know, I want to be an executive, you're looking at it like that. So what do I need to do? How do I need to deal with my changes, my challenges? Because every time you move forward towards something, the universe goes the other way. You want to, you know, you got to tick your boxes. If you're going for a pay rise or something like that, if you're an executive, sure, it's stressful, can cause some anxiety, even confronting your boss, telling, this is my review, this is how well I've been performing. I know this job, become such a specialist in my job that now I'm confident now I can ask and I need a pay rise, right? So we can do that. So professional growth, what do you do about it? So we also have the intellectual growth. This is like the area of continuous learning, ikigai in a Japanese term for never-ending improvement. It's really cool. always encourage ourselves or get encouragement to get a mentor to learn from, be curious and pursue the knowledge and the knowledge to push forward and get on with a challenge for change with that area. We also have social growth, now involves like improving interpersonal skills, right? There's some people don't have this interpersonal skill. So how do we go about getting that? How do we develop our interpersonal skills? They call soft skill, personality skills. That we can, you can look into different areas. The disc strategy, is a good one to look at. There's many things that we can do to develop our social growth, yeah? Involves, again, also building, really important here, building relationships, right? And enhancing social awareness. Sometimes we might have a little bit of anxiety in this area in relationships. Last session was all about kind of connecting and improving relationships and also, connecting so we don't have in pushing through our social phobias. Everyone has that to a certain degree. Some people have that a bit more. And so then let's move on to another area now. We'll look into the benefits of focusing on growth. What are the benefits? So we can look at resilience, like a growth mindset. We'll develop something called resilience. It is the ability to bounce back from any setbacks, any negative, feedbacks, anything that's happened in the past, forget about it. Let's get moving forward. In one of the sessions back there on my YouTube clip, I got something, let's fuck things up on purpose, right? Because we need to fall back. We need to learn. Only through learning do we become resilient. And let's, be immersed in that and embrace the challenges and as an opportunity for learning and gaining the opportunity, the ability to be resilient in this life. No matter what it is you're challenging, no matter what sort of growth you're after. And we can also look at increased self-confidence. Now, a lot of us, I've heard a lot of stories that a lot of people, have been in a 200,000 plus salary package, right? Really top of their game. And all of a sudden, lost their job, maybe through some illness, maybe through so much anxiety in their work. Who knows? But they've lost their job and they're then reapplying. And reapplying for a certain job with the same amount of money, and they're finding it that they underqualified, overqualified, all this sort of stuff, and they're not able to find the same job, unfortunately. But they go a bit hard on themselves here. They start thinking from a negative space, losing easy their confidence. So easy to create this self-doubt, not good enough because what's going on, But you've got to sit back and say, well, I've done $200,000 before. I can actually do $2,000 easy. So we have to grow this mindset of, I already have done that attitude. I've already been there, already done this. There's no reason why I can't do it again. It's only ourselves that we're going to be put in that psychic walls of negativity and we can't bounce back from. So it's okay. So self-confidence, G up on that and move through those obstacles. Bounce back. Would be important, just embrace all those challenges as an opportunity to learn once again. Self-confidence is so important. You're getting over those obstacles, boost that self-esteem. You've been there, you've done that, you're super qualified. One thing is we can get caught in, what am I going to do next? How's this going to feel? We can overwhelm ourselves. Man, in Australia, we've got this application called Seek employment, whatever, and just even getting offered jobs, not up $200,000 a year, but even a bit lower, and jump on that wagon and find that once you start stimulating, that energy of work and being on positive vibration, do something that's always positive for us to keep us in the growth mindset. And that'll help us with self-confidence. Before you know it, we can jump into that. It's a different mindset when you go into the mindset of havingness and beingness, right? Different energy mindset of not havingness, not feeling good enough. So it's amazing. There's a lot of people like that. And you will find them even on you know, getting financial support, government support, because they just kind of hop out of that space, you know. Overqualified. We're talking people with lots of kind of, you know, high degrees and distinctions and so on. So, yeah. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go on for more change. So the broader perspectives, like, let's look at growth, exploration of new ideas, cultures and experience leading to more well-rounded, worldwide worldview. So yeah, depending on their culture, right? We can be so pinned down to a particular cultural thing. You know, that's called suppressing culture to keep them into a space, and that is like serious lack of growth, and so they can't come out. It's like keeping them in the treadmill, like a mouse in a treadmill. Yeah, keeping them there, and now that's only certain people can only move out of that mouse trap, that mouse, the wheel. That's right. So yeah, we can kind of need to hop over that. Otherwise, we don't get growth. If you're caught in this cultural conditioning, we need to move out of that. So maybe you've come into another country and you've got this cultural conditioning. It's time to move out because you have the ability to do many things. And we're talking to people who are qualified engineers and so on, but they're pushing an Uber drive, a driving vehicle, you know, to make some ends meet. And they get caught into this comfort of being an Uber driver, but forget they can actually earn triple the money that they're actually earning. It's just a mindset. Never give up. Move on for growth, right? So let's look at improved problem-solving skills. Now, when we, this is another benefit, I guess. We're looking at, benefits. Looking at how good would you be at problem solving? I believe that anyone that's a good problem solver has definitely problem solved. Solved the problem, right? Engaging the mind of problem solving, always looking, you know, engaging the mind for that, and stimulating the search and creativity for problem solving. I think problem solvers can earn, you know, can grow much quicker, right? They have the ability then to develop this critical thinking and creativity, which will, you know, we then can address challenges and challenge more effectively and move up to any growth scale they need, they want. So it's important to have problem-solving abilities. And that's what happens. That'll be another benefit as we keep growing. We'll be able to, you know, keep it charged up. The energy is different for the growth mindset. We can look at greater life satisfaction. Who do you know that's always challenged, right? I know a lot of people that are continually challenging themselves, continually moving forward. And they seem to, you know, they have things, they have more money than they have. It's not about that, but they still have a lot of things they chase, they're enjoying chasing, right? There's more, they're feeling, they actually have their little own competitions within themselves. You know, it's not about getting that extra ice cream on the counter because you've got a coupon. It's about challenging the ice cream. Yeah, challenge you can actually achieve that freebie under with a coupon under that into that, you know, under the you know, I'm with, you know, there. All right, I know a few people who are kind of very good at coupon saving money, which is an ideal thing to actually do growth. And this is just a mentality, you know, challenge just to, you know, get that extra $10, an extra ice cream at the movies or something, because I've got a coupon. I mean, it's been provided free by applying for applications and getting coupons and then giving them to the counter at the movie store and finding a free movie, popcorn and an ice cream, right? So how sweet is that? The ice cream is very sweet. And it wasn't about the competition. It's not about the ice cream. It's the ability to compete for it. It's the ability to challenge the idea that you can get something for free. Yeah, if that makes sense. And yeah, it does feel satisfaction when you've got an attitude of challenging something and then creating that satisfaction for ourselves and yourself. Overall, your life becomes more you become more satisfied, more fulfilled with your life. Cool. So, yeah, that's, and I had a good friend that kind of does that. So, you know, I'm looking at him, thinking about him at the moment. I think I should be doing that more of that now, thinking about, you know, this podcast. Then we also look at, let's look at now strategizing for, you know, focusing on growth. So what strategies can we use, right? What strategies do we have? Can we focus on to create that personal growth in us, or even that charge, a supercharge, that energy we need to move forward to get out of that cage I mentioned earlier with a lady that you know has had 200k and now she's on the pension, she's more like on a dole, we call it here, and feeling a bit really shallow, really depressed, high anxiety because she feels stuck. What used to be a $200,000 job has become like lucky to get into a $50,000 job. So that's a big drop in income, and her status and her confidence is just like gone nowhere. So let's get back up now. If I'm talking to people that have, who have had this experience of being into a $200,000 job, drop down to $50,000, those that are feeling that I need to do more, I need to charge up, and I need to create more growth. I want not just $50,000, but I want to be up to $200,000. All right, so that kind of thing. Doesn't matter what's financial, spiritual, whatever growth you're chasing, it's all the same. Well, you need the energy to grow. So let's look at the strategy. So let's look at adopting, once again, as I mentioned, adopting a growth mindset. This is really like a belief that you have the abilities and you have the intelligence. You do, because you've done all the training, and you're about to take some training to become that. So you can develop through those kind of efforts and those learnings. And we need to recognize that challenges are opportunities for growth again. It's all about that. Opportunities are for growth. So I like to say that three times because that's really important. Let's look at the setting clear goals. All right. So this is another strategy, strategy two. We can really define the specific, measurable, achievable goal called a SMART goal. We can use that. Very well known way, you need to be specific. I want to do this very specifically. I need to be able to measure my achievements, my challenges. They need to be relevant. It can't be, high in the sky, too high to begin with. It starts with little lots, and then need to be time bound, right? I've got so much time, I'm going to do it in. I commit myself to that for my growth. And we're always breaking down larger objectives to smaller, much more manageable tasks, facility, to allow the progress to happen. So yeah, that we do a lot of SMART goals, or in life coaching and in many other type of even anxiety coaching. Enhance continuous learning. Let's look at that. Continuous learning, Ikigai, right? Engage in Ikigai means continuous performance, continuous for never-ending improvements, right? It's a Japanese term again. Engage in lifelong learning, right, through reading. I remember another podcast being asked, wonderful doctor, she's now like 93, and she said, for your growth, it was wonderful the way she said, he asked her, what information can you provide to the younger ones around you? What do you need to do? She's 93 years of age, and the best thing that she said was, always have a plan. Always know what you're doing for the next 3 to 5 years. And she had a plan for the next 5 to 10 years, and she was 93. Good on her, right? She had a plan. She said, I've always had a plan in life, and I'm always challenging my plans. I'm always marching towards what I want. And one of them was she wanted to jump out of a plane and do skydiving with instructors. So that was on her bucket list, right? At 93 years of age, she's already got like 3 to 5 year goal plans. And she was so enthusiastic. So she's always learning how to get there. And, she's eager to go there, A long life learning, all right? We can read new stuff. I wish we'd reading almost a chapter in a book every day if we can. Even a few pages. Just create that growth pattern in the mind. So the more you do something, it becomes habitual. Great book up there is The Atomic Habits. Talking about habits. The Atomic Habits by James Clear is a great book to get your hands off and learn from that, especially if you want to develop that mindset growth set. So taking courses or seeking mentorships or coaches and stay curious and open to beautiful new information out there. So much information, you know, and yeah, just a lot of new good things to do, to learn, right? To be, we can also look at setbacks, seek feedback. Sorry, look at the not any setbacks, they actually turn them around, flip them around, and make them and seek feedback from them. Actively ask for feedback from anyone that you're, you know, from your peers, your mentors, supervisors, anything you're trying to learn, right? Anything you're trying to learn, get some feedback before the session's over. Get excited about that. But, you know, really enjoy and thrive on constructive criticism, not negative. Don't take it personally. Use it as something that you can, you know, to, you know, yeah, so really, really constructive criticism can provide, you know, does provide, not can, does provide valuable insights for improvement where you are, and it does give you that feel of achievement, that growth. There's a little bit of growth there, and, you know, you plant a seed in the fertile soil. Before you know it, a little plant comes up, little leaves come up, right, little bit by little bit. Give a bit of water, give it some sunshine before you know what you've grown. Yeah, we can regularly, here's another one, reflect regularly, sit back, think about your day, you know, meditate on how it went. What else can you do? You know, you're right here, you got so much growth here, but you want to grow a little bit further. Take time to reflect on your experiences of the day, experiences of your achievements, and areas for that you need to further improve. And also journaling can be a useful tool for this process, especially if we're doing some internal growth work, yeah? Spiritual, internal work, inner work, inner child work, you know, in that kind of way, or anything really. We can also look at cultivating resilience, developing coping strategies to handle setbacks, right? How resilient are you, right? Do you fall back or you say, that's okay, I'm going to bounce back up? Because I just, it's okay that I get to muck up things, mess up things, fuck up things. Sorry, but I have to say that. And, you know, and practice this self-compassion, right? Be kind, gentle to ourselves, even in our perceived failures. Nothing is a failure unless we accept it's a failure. And we have to remind ourselves of that too. And that failure is a part of the growth journey. It is part of the growth journey, failure. It is, actually, you're a success. We're all success. We're living, you know? We're living here. How long have you got left to do to live? Some, you know, you got to ask deeper questions. Have you got 20 years? Have you got 40 years to live? Have you got 60 years to live? Okay. You know, so how many years have you got left to live? Like, you're going to get more serious, right? And this is a question, you got a deep question I'm going to ask. How many years do I have to live? Is it 20, 40, 60? If you're 20, you probably got 65 there, right? Or 70, a bit more. Who knows how long we can live in the future with all this technology and chemicals and, you know, or the other way around, yeah? Or do you have 40 years? And what are you going to do with your 40 years? Like, how much growth will you get in 40 years? And if you got 20 years, now if you're 20 years left, right, you must be somewhere, who knows, in your 50s or 60s, right?
At the UPS store, we understand the importance of a first impression. That's why we're here to help you put your best foot forward and be unstoppable with our printing services. With high-quality paper stock options, banners, business cards, venues, and more, we make sure your small business stands out and your message reaches the masses. After all, we're the one-stop print that pop store. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today and get your print on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
You've got this quality time left, right? You've got to make the most of it, the most best growth you can get. So I think my audience is somewhere like, they've got 40 to 60. And I think my listeners are like 40, 60 mark. Well, I'm hoping to get a few people are in the 20 mark, you know, 50 pluses age range. So yeah, okay, cool. So that's a good question. How many years do you have left? And how much growth do you need? What a quality life you need to develop, right? And what sort of experience do you want to experience for the next 20 years? Such an important question. And so we need to be looking at resilience, developing strategies, handle setbacks, all that sort of stuff. We're going to move on, you know, get on your growth journey. Again, how many years do you have left? All right, so now we look at surround yourself with growth-orientated people, like individuals. Who are you hanging in with, right? Remember, you're the sum of five people that you know. So who are you hanging with? I got a wonderful tribe that I'm hanging with. My spiritual group is beautiful. We're always vibing. We're always being positive. We're always lifting each other on the growth chain, on the spiritual chain, on energy chain, all that sort of thing. We're always pulling each other up when you're feeling bad. We get to really talk our stuff. We get to be vulnerable, like we chatted and shared in the last podcast, in the last modules. Right? And if you haven't got that network, start thinking about building that network as you get, depending on how many years you got left, right? So celebrate the idea that, you know, build a network, go and find a network, support enough, you know, maybe create a network, support the network. Find them supportive people around you. Find that inspiration from others. Inspire someone else. Be a mentor to somebody. Volunteer somewhere, right? And challenge your growth. Challenge yourself. Whatever feels like you're resisting, that's the thing you should be challenging for growth. Growth is only waiting for around the corner, right? So let's get on with it. And engage with individuals who encourage your development, who praise you. Right? The more of those you have on board, the better. Sure, it's not going to be perfect all the time. One out of five might not be the one you're looking for. But that's okay. You don't have to hang with that one. Find your other four that you need to hang with. Yeah? So find your tribe. We can look at taking calculated risks, right? Remember the wonderful 93-year-old said, I got a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan, right? 93, she wants to live to 103. And within the next year, she wants to actually jump out of a plane. You know, she feels like I've got nothing to risk, right? She's probably got 5 years, you know, God bless her to live. So she's got 5 years to quality life to live. So she's decided to jump out of planes with a supervising parachutist. So there you go, a teacher, a mentor. Step out of your comfort zone, right? Have those plans going by trying new experiences or taking on challenges that promote growth. You know, and embrace that uncertainty as a path of learning. Yeah, how good's that? To be able to get into that uncertainty, the unknown, right? And treat it like it is a path for my learning. Then we can look at, is another one, practice gratitude. How beautiful it is to be thankful. Man, there's such a beautiful energy when we practice gratitude. I'm so grateful for this day, guys. I'm so grateful for you guys who are listening. I'm just so grateful to be here in my studio, the car, for tonight, right? Just podcasting here on my phone, right? So having a bit of a yarn, just enjoying myself and just really just enjoying sharing this wonderful, wonderful information. And, you know, I know someone's supporting somebody out there. And I really appreciate the opportunity to do that, right? So I think sometimes it's more for me, right? Whether two people are hearing this today, but, you know, or whatever, or millions, I'm so grateful that I get to just talk to you about this positive mindset, this positive growth, and this module. Yeah, so the more we're grateful, the more we become grateful, the more gratitude we have. The attitude of gratitude equals more grateful things come about for us. They kind of just, we attract that stuff. So if we're under anxiety and, We're kind of always catastrophizing. That's what we're attracting. We're not even being grateful. I wonder if we can actually be grateful for anxiety, our stresses. And then look at the silver linings. You know, I think gratitude provides us silver linings. Yeah, silver linings. Everything has a silver lining that it's created by gratitude. You look around, right? Everything here on this planet, if you look deep and not neglect the idea that everything is supporting us, is supporting you. And just we can just be grateful for like that. Man, we can just kind of plant that seed of gratefulness, that gratitude, that such a happy vibration, right? When we actually sit into that idea or sit into that practice of practice gratitude. All right, so then we can also stay committed to self-improvement. Seriously, make consistent effort. Effort is the key to work on your goals. Even when, you know, motivation wanes. Get these routines, read that book, The Atomic Habits, just to stimulate the idea and what is that? What is the science of creating habits. Just the idea that stay committed, have a lot of fun with it. Even though you might get dropped back and it's all good. It's just established a routine of habits that support your growth. Today I have to meet. It's been a long week and here I am just podcasting and staying committed to getting this particular podcast out. I try to get one podcast a day or every second day out. And, you know, I had a mission. I had an idea to put out 366 podcasts, still on my mission. That's within the year. So it's one a day almost. But sometimes I'm okay. I'm not perfect. I might be dragging back a little bit, but I'm still pushing. And this has been a two-in-a-row podcast, so I can give myself a bit of a pat on the shoulder, you know. Give yourself a bit of a, you know, you've done really well. Tap yourself on the shoulder. Congratulations. Celebrate. That's another energy level that we need to have and adapt to. Even when, you know, stay motivated, even when things feel like they're winding down, you know, you might be feeling a trough. Because we're all up and downs, right? Like a yo-yo. One time we'll be like really high, excited, full of energy. And then we go like, I don't want to do this. No, not today. But that's kind of coming out of the routine. So we push, even though it might sound shit or the energy is not there for the podcast or the energy is not there. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're studying, so I don't feel like studying today. There's other things I can do. But I think we need to adapt the idea also, stay committed. And sometimes you just do it, you know, go with it because you're still going to get a reward for it because you achieved something. You're pushing yourself, you're pushing that light, you know, through the dark tunnel, all right? And stay committed to our activities, get that effort going, consistent effort, right? It really, really, and that's another habit just creating instantly, you know? If you stop doing something, then that little habit becomes weak and wanes down. Yeah. Okay. So let's look at now a couple more things we have also to address. We've got to address barriers to growth, and we also move on to living with the idea, the focus on growth. What does that feel like for you? And then we will call this podcast, put this podcast to bed, and I'm glad everyone's enjoying it, and I hope you enjoyed it. So let's look at the barriers. Why do we stop short of doing something? Why aren't we just continuing with something, right? What's the story here? Overcoming barriers to our growth, right? Yeah, let's see if I've got some good stories on this one. Like, let's look at, we can address fears of failure. Wow. Understand that failure is a natural part of our growth process, right? Can we dig that? Can we go back to that? That it's failure is... You know, failure is the natural part of the growth process. You know, mess it up till you make it, right? Learn from the making. Learn from the efforts of finding out feedback, you know, what else can you do? And then all of a sudden your brain starts to engage ideas. It becomes, like we said earlier, it becomes a problem solver. There's no problems in our mind. If you give it a chance and we can stay focused on one particular thing, not to get too distracted, not be too anxious about something, the ideas, the visions will come up and we can process just the way we're designed, human design, right? So, yeah, come on, let's reframe our perspective on failure here, right? As an opportunity to learn a lot of wonderful stuff rather than say, oh, no, I'm not making that $200,000 anymore. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to get depressed. I'm going to just go into anxiety. And I'm going to make things worse than ever. I'm going to make a mountain out of an anthill, right? Yeah. So let's not do that. Let's be really gentle and patient with ourselves. You're more valuable than we think we are, you are, right? So, yeah. So fear of failure, stuff that. Like, no one is a failure. Has anyone heard the beautiful song by Chocolate, Hot Chocolate, sorry? Everyone's a winner, baby. That's the truth. Yeah, you sing that, yeah? Great song. I love to play that song once in a while because it just cheers me up. I'm going to play that song just once I finish this podcast. And, it'll be a wonderful thing because patting myself on the shoulder, sometimes, yeah, true, I didn't. You've got to push yourself forward, right? Got to give that effort. Here I am. Then we can do other things. I also wanted to talk about the power of Jomo. Okay, it's opposite of saying FOMO. It's beautiful. Jomo, FOMO. It means joy of missing out. Sometimes we feel we're not good enough. We have to sit back. It's okay. We just need to put effort. Otherwise, you can get lost and we can start comparing. FOMO means that, oh, they do it, I couldn't do it, and I start comparing myself with others, and, man, that's a no. That's a dead ender. That's a one-way street. There's nowhere to go. So if we have this idea of JOMO, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with missing out. Yep. I can be in myself, There's so much in myself that I can take joy inside myself and grow within myself. If you're a spiritualist, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. All right, and joy of missing out, right? I thought I'd throw that in there because I thought it was very important for this particular little part of the conversation. Let's look at challenging the limiting beliefs, like identify and control beliefs that hold you back, from pursuing growth. What's holding you back? Let's reframe them, replace them with like positive affirmation, positive things that we've done in the past. Tap into our, timeline, their mind timeline where things are stored. How much, you must have done something right until then, right? Even before we started catastrophizing, we started thinking badly, right? We must have done something right. Tap into that goodness, in that beautiful vibration. Bring it towards you now. Bring it into the present timeline, all right? Close your eyes, right? You can close your eyes and think about the beautiful things. Like, just pause now. Close your eyes. And look, just go back in the time track where you actually felt so successful about something. You feel that. Take those moments from the past back in the timeline. All right? And there you go. All of a sudden, you've gone into positive thinking. You channeled yourself towards the past where you were so successful. Bring that feeling right here to the present moment, and you keep bringing that feeling right here. Very simple. So challenge those limiting beliefs, confront them. They're just bullshit most of the time that holds you back from pursuing your growth, right? Replace the damn little buggers, right? And just feel how successful you really are. Don't judge yourself how bad you are. You're actually so good. We're all so good. You're here and you're healthy. And you've overcome all sorts of adversity too. So congratulations. So now we can look at managing time effectively. Time management, yes. Let's prioritize your growth goals by creating like a structured schedule that allocates time for learning, self-improvement and growth and activities. Yeah, what do you like doing? What are you challenging? It's nice to challenge something. Challenge for growth. Challenge for change. Right? What is it that you're currently, doing? Right? And that you're trying to get. Is it a psychological degree? You want to be a psychologist, a counselor? If you like helping people, or you're learning to podcast like myself on YouTube, right? I'm way early times in podcasting in YouTube. Trying to grow a base there and just like I have with Spotify and so on. But YouTube's a bit of a challenge, but heck, I'm not giving up. I'm just going to keep pursuing it, and I love doing it. And here's the key. You don't have to do anything alone. No way. Who said you have to do something alone? If you think like you have to do something alone by yourself, forget it. The bridge was not built alone. They had engineers, metallurgists, welders, you name it. There were so many people working to build the bridge, to get over the other bridge, the other side. So to get to the other side, think about you are not alone to do things. Employ others, you know. Share your glory, share your profits, okay? This is the key. Share your profits. There's someone else that needs your support, right? And everyone learns at the same time. So you align your energy with someone that's ready there to support you. They have their talents, they have their skills, and nurture their skills together. And you've got your own skills. So yeah, multiply ourselves, right? And grow. Or if you were talking about financial or any top area, and let's say I'm looking for like wanting to grow my YouTube subscriptions. And please, when you find my podcast, please subscribe. I want to grow that. I'm really keen to grow that. Just getting the good word out there. I thought I'd throw that in, and I hope you can join me on that one too. Thank you for that. So yeah, let's keep improving. Let's look at now one more, like, look, avoidance of perfectionism. Man, why are we so stuck on the idea rigidly? Why are we so rigid on the idea of being such a perfectionist? You know, is it because we're comparing ourselves with our siblings? Is it because we're comparing ourselves with our parents? And do they kind of put this kind of spell in us, or some sort of seed in us, that we have to perform, and we don't perform, we're not going to get any love or recognition or validation? What is going on there? Why can we just be like the JOMO instead of the fear of missing out, that I'm not perfect enough? And all that kind of thing, right? Yes, I'll say I'm on that too. So, yeah, we don't, let's just avoid being such perfect. It takes so much stress and so much less anxiety on ourselves. It's just an idea that, or something, or a pattern that we have in our minds that, you know, we can just love ourselves. It's plenty good. Validate ourselves, how far you've gone. You know, we're talking people who are driving themselves like really hard and really getting so much fatigue, so much stress. And then, what? Then what? Then you need to go see as many doctors as possible. I'm sorry, but that's just life. Let's just come off that treadmill. We don't have to be a perfectionist. Let's kind of put realistic expectations for ourselves and yourself, and celebrate incremental achievements, right? Just be happy that, hey, this is good enough. I am good enough. All right. I used to chase myself and go hard on myself and compare myself so badly that I couldn't even energize. I was just vibrating on shit energy, bad energy, because there was no growth in that kind of mindset. It's terrible. It's really, really, it was really destructive, soul destructive there. Anyway, for those who think they've got perfection syndrome, maybe this might be a valid thing to think about. All right, let's kind of look at stay open to change, okay? We need to really look at being flexible and being adaptable, right? Change is one thing. Growth often involves, navigating changes, okay? I need to change and measure this and measure that. So being open to new approaches is essential. Don't be stuck and don't get too hard on if something doesn't work. Let's re-engineer it, okay? Let's rethink it. This doesn't work. What else can work? Oh, who else can I listen to? What podcast can I listen to? What YouTube can I listen to? What course can I take, all right? This isn't working, but what am I doing? It's not working. Why am I getting this? That's okay, because you just got to keep going, go for the growth, and the ideas will come out. You'll see the vision in no time. All right, so stay open to change. Be flexible. Okay, folks, so let's look at something, going to wind it up soon now, and let's look at living with a focus on growth. What would it be like for you to live a wonderful life and with always focusing on growth, always. Like, you know, where our mind is, like, the more what we put in our mind grows, right? Power of manifestation, the law of power. If we get, you know, the law of everything, right? Law of attraction, whatever you want to call it. It's just like putting stuff in our mind. And if we're talking about anxiety, if we put a lot of bad stuff in there, once again, I think I mentioned somewhere down there that there's no blood flow. Once you start thinking bad stuff, stressful stuff, anxiety stuff, there's no blood. The blood flow stops, right, to the brain, certain part of the brain. And, you know, and then we always continue with the stresses, and we think then becomes a habit, and we come think it's normal. Then, you know, fear feeds on fear, anxiety feeds on anxiety, and that's what happens. So that's not a growth mindset. That's not growing. That's not living from the focus on growth. Let's heal together, right? We're going through some anxiety stuff. Let's just kind of heal together. Heal on the idea that we need to open up, release, let go what does not serve us anymore. Write it down. Journal what's not serving you anymore. If this stressful life isn't serving you more, isn't it time to, you know, go into a life of ease rather than a life of stress? There's no growth there. What else can we do? Like, how does it feel? Okay, living with a focus on growth, or what would that feel like for you? So I bet if we had a vision board, we can visualize your growth goals by creating like a vision board, and that represents like your aspirations, motivation that you can take. But one more thing, right? I also need to tell you that vision boards are great. The vision boards are great. They create a passage towards the future, right? But the effort is where we need to put in effort to get there. I had a thought then, but anyway. Yes, of course. But just be careful, because every time the word popped up to me was aspiration theme in this area. The word aspiration, the word success, the growth success, the word failure comes up, or there's always that ups and downs, and there's always that idea that the ego is always playing us. Okay, so just be knowing that ego plays in these areas, and what we can do is we know this, we understand this, understanding growth, we know this, we can sit back and take a rest, you know, recharge, relax and reset, right? And we can roll back and just realize that, hey, I think the ego is playing a part in this too. It drives us in aspiration, it drives us in success, and it drives us into failure. How do we bounce back? Easy, right? By just being one step ahead of it and just being kind and gentle to ourselves in the process. It's okay. And so there's a lot of things already shared, but let's look at another one. How else would it feel like for you? Engage in networking, right? Attend events, join like clubs, participate in online forums, in your related interests, whether it's podcasting, whatever it is for you, psychology, stress management, anything. Networking can really open those doors to new like opportunities for your growth. Like that's another way to living with focus of growth. That's another thing we can do. Vision boards we can do. I mentioned that we can practice like mindfulness, one of my favorite things to do, and engage in mindfulness practice such as meditation, yoga, self-awareness practices, reading some books on this sort of stuff, and connect with your inner self also. Anything that connects with the inner energy of yourself. You know, get in contact with that inner child too. I didn't mention that, but there's something called the inner child, yeah? Finding that space of the inner child. You know, there's a little inner child in you waiting to be embraced, waiting to be cuddled, waiting to be, you know, really nurtured. It's scared in there, so finding that space. And when we talk about inner search, inner work, you know, doing the work, that's what we need to do, especially if we're talking about healing from depression, trauma, anxiety, etc. But mindfulness allows us to be super present, and meditation allows us to kind of not to be too hard on ourselves, to be more the observer in this life rather than, you know, objective, subjective kind of outlook. Yeah. And let's look at celebrating the milestone, celebrating your life for every small achievement. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. Yay. No matter how small, how big. Okay. Get out there and celebrate. Sometimes when I'm coaching someone, I say to them, okay, do you celebrate life? What did you celebrate today? And they would say, they just kind of scratch their head and they go, no, I didn't celebrate anything today. Like it's been like the same. And you know what? There's an energy in celebrating life, no matter how big the small, how big or small those goals are. You know, you got through another day, right? You got through another day, and maybe you found something else to learn to heal your anxiety level or whatever growth area you're chasing, you're trying to achieve. But yeah, just celebrate those little, you know, those milestones, those little successes in your life. And acknowledge them, be there with them. I don't know if you do it, but before I lay to sleep sometimes, I try to silence my mind down through mindfulness meditation. And then I invest myself into a little bit of time, doesn't take long as a pattern, is to celebrate the day and look forward to the next day. The rising of the sun. Even the clouds don't affect me as much these days because I have that kind of practice. So I celebrate. So I hope you celebrate too. And also, share your journey. Discuss your growth experience with others. Share your journey. Share something about your life. I mean, it's not bragging. It's just showing that you're appreciative of your existence, of your growth. Of course, you're going to have people that when you do share your journey, they're going to go, well, I don't feel like that, you know. I don't even know what growth feels like. And I'm not even living growth. So, yeah, share your journey to those who care, to listen, and those who validate our journeys together. Well, my friends, basically that's it on this module. Hope you really enjoyed it. It was such a pleasure to put this together for you. Yeah, it was just wonderful, wonderful. I'm going to be posting this to a few podcast sites. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. This is Nick Chancellor for Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Hey, let's all celebrate our journey and let's all grow spiritually, mentally, financially, whatever yet, or even just keeping a wonderful family together. Okay, bye for now till our next podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.